One I already mentioned was David Thatcher, who took ill this morning, wasn't able to come. So he sent me actually a whole page. I won't read quite all of it. This is on his section of 580. You already heard from Megan Tompkins-Stang on her section of values and ethics, and this is his, and I see he's written it in the first person. So I am now David Thatcher. I'm teaching a section of SPP 580, Values and Ethics and Public Policy in the winter, and the thing I always want to start out with is what it is not about. When people see that they're required to take a values and ethics class, I think they sometimes worry that we're going to spend all semester tisking you. Don't embezzle money from the government. Don't lie to the public all the time. Don't get caught in a sex scandal. In fact, he's going to tell you that you should do all... No, that's not right. I'm happy to say that's not what the course class is about. Here at the Ford School, we act on the assumption that you guys are smart enough and honest enough to know all that without a class. Instead, the class is mainly about the moral dimension of policy evaluation. When we are trying to evaluate whether some policy intervention is a really good idea, one major aspect of those assessments has to do with morality, with whether or not it's a just policy, one that treats people fairly, that is equitable, that respects people's rights and their liberty. And the goal of 580 is to give you an opportunity to sharpen your understanding of what those very difficult ideas, but very important ideas, mean, and to become familiar with some of the most prominent debates and ambiguities about them. This is, to my mind, that's David, almost always a central part of a policy debate. But I think it's a particularly important part of policy debate today. More and more, as a country, we've been hearing debates about whether we're becoming a nanny state. And he lists some other debates. I'm going to skip because there's a long thing here. This will be a very heavily discussion-oriented class where I'll provide you with some reading materials about a dozen or more specific policy issues that have a big moral dimension to them, as well as some more philosophical material about general ideas about morality and justice. And we'll try to think through and debate those issues as a class. And then there will be the usual mix of writing assignments, some policy memos, some op-eds, that sort of thing, in which you get a chance to engage in ethical analysis of some specific policy issue and get some feedback on it. I think, this is him speaking, it's a fun class. I'm sure it is. Alan, I'm sure it is. But anyway, because it gives you a chance to delve into some of the most fundamental questions about the role of government in society, to really develop and refine your own sense of what you are ultimately trying to accomplish in your career.